Hey, Margaret.
Yeah, Anton?
You know what people don't talk about enough?
What?
Felice seriously takes to heart Sarah's confession to wanting friends and turns around entirely within days. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And we're people here to discuss the show our friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
If that sounds like you, stick around. If your friend sent you this podcast out of a desperate attempt to get you to watch Young Royals, take this as a sign.
Go watch Young Royals, then come back to this podcast.
Anton, what are we talking about today?
Today, we'll be having a character discussion of Felice in Season 1, Episode 2. Ooh. Having decided that it's complicated.
Yeah. Okay. In this discussion, we won't be summarizing the plot of the episode, because we already did that. If you need or want a refresher, head back eight episodes in our feed to the most recent this week at Halerska for a full breakdown. This episode discussion will likely be all over the place, so strap in. You've been warned.
Stupid.
This episode.
Oh, we're off to a great start.
We're off to such a good start. I fucked it up. I fucked it up again. Who knows? Okay. I might fuck it up a third time.
So, only listeners know at this point, but I don't think this will be a super extensive episode because a lot of our Felice thoughts have been gotten out already. Mm-hmm. And although we haven't been great about this in some of our character episodes this cycle, like, we're trying not to repeat ourselves. And so, I don't know. Essentially, I guess to describe this, the first of our episode of this category of episode. I mean, essentially, it is what it says on the tin. It is neither assassination and neither standing, because neither really fit, and so it is the broad spectrum in between. And so basically, this isn't necessarily a defense of why we like or don't like it. It's not along that binary. It's mostly like evaluating why it's complicated.
We feel incredibly about this person.
Yeah. We either be very, very, very meh or just highly, or in the future, we might feel very highly conflicted. Conflicted enough that like we just can't land on one side or the other.
Yeah.
And so, essentially, we're just kind of getting to the bottom of why that is. But I think we've talked about it to some extent, especially in Love Among Royals. In Love Among Royals, we really discussed the question of how Felice has changed, even from episode one, and how our grievances with her in her previous assassination episode have basically been fully alleviated, or at least severely limited. And so beginning with Sarah, with the cold open, like, I described in Love Among Royals how, like, I could see a world where Felice kept her friendship with Sarah a secret because other, I'm not going to say lesser shows, but, like, more predictable shows have done that.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, the popular girl befriends the unpopular girl because she tells it like it is and can be vulnerable with her in a way, has been vulnerable with her in a way that she can't be with her other friends, mm-hmm. but like is insecure about that friendship and so hides it from other people.
Yeah.
And like the fact that Felice, despite how image conscious we see her being in the pilot, chooses to be friends with Sarah because she values that above,
yeah.
like how people might perceive her relationship with Sarah. Like, we see her already have to defend befriending Sarah in this episode to August,
mm-hmm.
and she sticks to her guns.
Yeah, she does.
Like, that's probably the scene I get closest to standing her in, and like. I can't really justify this in a way that will maybe make sense to all people, but the thing that keeps me from standing her is what happens immediately before that very standable moment, which is her inviting Simon out of a selfish intention to be on Wilhelm's good side, which we talked about last time about, like, who with a crush wouldn't do that? Like, it's not a heinous act.
Right.
But in terms of, like, I don't know, a true redemption from all the reasons why I specifically just didn't like Felice in the pilot, that hasn't been achieved.
Yeah. I think she's definitely righted a lot of wrongs, though.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why she's got to be complicated.
Exactly. Like, she's by far not bad enough to be to be assassinated.
Absolutely not.
But, like, when discussing this before, I was like, there aren't tons of moments in this episode either where I'm, like, super positive on her either.
Yeah. There are times where I'm like, that was nice of her to do, but I'm never like, yeah, Felice, I love you in this episode.
Yeah, because I think ultimately, like, I think maybe it comes down to even the good things she does aren't really going above and beyond, which is not like I need someone to do that, I guess, necessarily. But, like, I guess in terms of, like, the idea of character redemption, like,
if you're gonna redeem yourself or, like, resurrect yourself, I kind of need you to go above and beyond. And maybe that's me being needy, and I'll own that.
Yeah. No. But I think there is a certain utilitarianism to at least the way Margaret and I seem to evaluate characters, where it's like, I kind of need the amount of good you do to equate with the amount of kind of icky stuff you've done.
100%.
Which really means that I need, like, continued growth.
Mm-hmm.
Is really all I'm asking for. Like, I think this is a sign. The fact that she's no longer assassinated means that Felice is in the right direction, as opposed to August, who is still assassinated in this episode. Like, she's no longer in the same company as August. But everything she has done is really not big. Like, we even talked about last time, like, but also, like, the bad stuff she does, not very big. Like,
yeah.
Worst thing she does in this episode is include someone who wouldn't otherwise have been included, not last episode, but in Love Among Royals. Including someone who wouldn't have otherwise been included is not, like, regardless of your intentions, is a good thing to do. The fact that she had selfish intentions does make it a little bit iffy, but it doesn't, the outcome is still the same. But also, mm-hmm. like, inviting people to a movie night where, like, most of the school is there is, like, really, it's doing a thing that should have been done already, and, like, not being exclusive is not the same thing necessarily as being inclusive. Like, you're not doing something that shouldn't have already been done.
Yeah.
Just to an extent. And maybe that's us being unfair, but it's like,
I don't think it is, though. I don't think we're being unfair.
I don't think so either. Like, excluding other people based on, like, certain factors, in this case, like, class, is the definition of, like, bullying. Like, not bullying someone does not necessarily standable behavior. And, like, even the most, like, you go girl moment of this episode for me is, like, is when she is pushed to defend Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad she does. Like, it is a sign of growth. And, like, she's including Sarah, which is all very good. It is a a sign that she is not as self-centered as August is. And I think she does a pretty good job of defending Sarah. Like, I like the points that she makes.
Yeah, I agree.
But, I don't know, do you get what I mean about how, like, it's not... I'm trying to articulate why I don't feel like that's going above and beyond.
Because it's the bare minimum.
Yes, that's what it... Those are the words I'm looking for. Respecting people...
Respecting people should be obvious. It should be the bare minimum.
Yeah. And fighting back when someone calls your friend a freak should also, like, that's just a decent thing to do.
Yeah, that's just being a friend.
Yeah.
Like, not even being a good friend. It's just being a friend.
Right. Like, she has shown evidence of self-reflection and growth, which is more than we can say for August.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, she's not someone who she's just not standable. Like, we're kind of talking in circles now. My big thoughts for this episode is Felice has enough good moments not to be assassinated, but too many questionable choices to stand.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, maybe I want to unpack the word questionable, but like, too many choices where I'm just like, that could have been handled more selflessly, or like, you could have come around sooner. Like, that's something we didn't really talk about, that I just kind of want to touch about, because we've brought it up so many times. It's like, it does take Sarah telling Felice, I would like to have friends, for Felice to consider that Sarah is isolated.
Yeah.
And that Sarah does want friends. Like, Felice was genuinely under the impression that this girl liked being alone.
Which, don't get me wrong, I am an introvert.
Same.
Nobody loves being alone that much.
And friendless.
Yeah. Like,
just because the fact that, like, Sarah does seem, like, comfortable in herself, I think is what Felice is identifying.
Yeah.
But, like, being comfortable in yourself and being comfortable with how you relate to the world are two different things. Like, Sarah and Simon are both pretty comfortable in themselves.
Right.
But Simon might be kind of content with not having very many friends. But, like, Sarah does want to connect with people. She just hasn't found the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I mean, and Simon, to an extent, does want to connect with people. He just doesn't find people worth his time. Or that he believes are worth his time.
Yeah.
So, all that to say, Felice is doing good things. Mm-hmm. She's on her way.
She's on her way, but she, like, hasn't, for me, she hasn't earned enough points yet.
Yeah, like, by and large, she is kind of doing the bare minimum. She is no longer icky in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
but she kind of just comes up pretty neutral. For us.
Yeah. For sure.
And that's all there is to it.
Pretty much. I mean, that's kind of this whole episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Some in the future, some character complicateds might be longer. But
Yeah.
But I think those are gonna be the ones for where we're actually conflicted.
Yeah, we're not very conflicted here.
Right. We're just
she's hit net neutral.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we'll see where we go from here.
Yeah. I'm excited to see where we go from here. It'll lead to a much more interesting episode than this has turned out to be.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes and other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram at People Don't Talk About and our threads at People Don't Talk About.
Yeah, I made a threads account.
Yes, as mentioned last week. Yes.
I'm going to try to actually post on there.
Our next episode will be a character standing of Sarah in season 1, episode 2. So stay tuned. And with that, all I have to say is,
let's start a revolution, baby.